This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today I've got what I think you'll find to be a fascinating report. So it's about getting reviews, getting more reviews on Google, on Yelp, on Avvo, and on your website. And I think most attorneys know by now that reviews are becoming super important online to getting business. They're becoming more important than keyword rankings. They're becoming more important than a lot of forms of marketing. They're a big driver of getting potential clients to call or not call. So getting to the top of Google Maps, because you have enough reviews. Enough could be 5, 10, 20, or 30, depending on your market, but certainly not hundreds, not like restaurants or other companies or hotels. But they're super important to getting to the top of Avvo, to getting to the top of Google Maps, to getting to the top of Yelp, and to getting calls from the internet, which is what we all want. So we did a study and a report. What we've done is we've started calling past clients of some of our attorney clients. And our message is somewhat like this. So we call, we say we're from Speakeasy, and we're calling on behalf of Attorney X. First of all, we know nothing about your case, sir or ma'am. So we let them know that right up front. We're just calling to ask if you'd be willing to write a review. And it's up to you whether it's positive or negative. But we're asking if you're willing to write a review for this attorney. This attorney's goal this quarter is to be able to serve a lot more clients like they helped you, and your review will make a big difference to them, to their law firm. Would you do it? So here's some of the data we collected. So I'm just going to share it, obviously without names, but I can tell you practice areas and a bunch of other things, and we got some really interesting results. So as you might guess, one of the attorneys does immigration, and they were the easiest ones by far to get reviews. We got, in 1 month's time, we got 3 new Google reviews, positive ones. We got 2 new Yelp reviews. And when I look at the data, it cost an average of $90 of our time to get each review. So if you look at it, it's really not that bad. You know, $90 worth of work. Not, we didn't pay the person that, but worth of work to get a positive review is a real great return on investment, because those reviews stay there and they can last for years and have a positive impact. So that was really great. Then, as you would suspect, we had three criminal attorneys in there. And you think it's impossible to get reviews as a criminal attorney, but I assure you it's not. So here's some of the data. So we got 2 new Google reviews in a month for one of them. We got 2 Yelp reviews for another one. And we got 3 Google reviews and 1 Yelp for a third one. So not bad. Definitely great. Here's the data on them. So we had to call a lot more people in order to get info. So the percentage of people that answered the phone for the immigration guy was about 80%. It was 78%. For the criminal guys, it was 26%. 20% and 31%, so much lower. So we had to call a lot more people, but we called them. Okay, of the people we called, we had to speak to a lot more people on average to get a review. Let's see how many people said they would. Yeah, a lot lower percentage. Again, it was about half or a third of the people we spoke to. They were even willing to write a review, but we told them, you don't have to give any case details. Even if it was, a serious crime, again, we don't know, you can always write, if you felt it's true, that the attorney provided you good service, they responded quickly, and you had a good experience with them. Would you be willing to write at least something like that if you feel that's the case? So we got some of them to write it. But here's where the data gets a lot more interesting. So the cost per review was a little bit higher. It wasn't that much higher, even though a lot less people answered the phone. It was $120. One was about $110. One was $140. Still a great return on investment. Here's something really interesting. The last person, It cost $400 to get a review for this person. So I called my team and I said, what's going on? Why is this guy costing almost four times as much to get a review? So they told us, and again, I won't tell you his name, but they said a lot of clients we spoke to of this guy, they didn't like him. They were pissed. You know, they were at their court date and another attorney from his office showed up. He wasn't good about returning calls, etc. And it's funny, it reflects in the cost to get a good review for this person. It was nearly four times the amount. You know, think about that. And it had the potential to damage this guy's reputation. And it wasn't because he tried hard and he was a great guy. He was honestly a real jerk to his clients. And we found this out. And we let him know. We said, you know, sir, we called a lot of your clients. And a lot of them said, you know, you did this, you did that. They weren't happy with this, weren't happy with that. Now, it's up to you if you want to fix that. But I recommend you do because this is also a guy, by the way, that had some negative reviews online. And he's like, I don't know why I had negative reviews. You know, I do a great job. What can you do to fix it, etc.? And, you know, we found out by calling his past clients, which I recommend you do, that, again, he wasn't good to some of them. And look at what the data shows. It was hard to get this guy reviews. He got the least out of anybody. They cost four times as much. So I think this is a real great piece of advice for attorneys out there. Be good to your clients. Honestly, try your best. Communicate with them. Get back to them. And another lesson, if you want to know what's really going on in the minds of your clients, let us know and we'll be glad to do this service for you. First of all, it'll get you more reviews. Second of all, it'll really reveal to you what clients think, good, bad, or ugly, and you'll be able to head off negative reviews at the pass. The people that we talked to, no one left a negative review, by the way. It was only positive ones. Either they left nothing or it was positive reviews. So this is not going to hurt you. Even the guy that had a lot of complaints, he addressed some of them. We know that. But this is a real helpful process. So I wanted to reveal this data to you. I think it's really striking. So if you want help with this, email me, rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com, or call 888-225-8594. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.